Now, the Codex Commission, tell me, what is that?
Okay, that's the Codex, the United Nations Codex Alimentarius Commission. This becomes a whole world of letters and acronyms, and it's mind-boggling for Americans to consider what has happened in the world and why the United States is so vulnerable. What the Codex Commission is intending to regulate is the way foods and supplements are marketed, and supposedly this is for the health and well-being of everyone. This seems to translate instead into what will be the most profit, because it is the major pharmaceutical companies that have the most input to how these regulations are formulated.
Oh, here we go again, right?
Yeah, here we go again. And I caught part of your show with David Icke.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, learning about the European Union and just how far-reaching all of their laws are, I mean, it is mind-boggling.
Tentacles go everywhere, Robin.
Yes, and I don't think people in the United States realize that because of the agreements with the World Trade Organization, we are subject to these courts that are in Brussels. We have signed agreements, and that has made the United States one vote in a group of 25 other countries.
Well, if they were successful in getting natural supplements off the market, or at least most of them, number one, that's a lot of money that then would flow to these major pharmaceutical companies that want to continue developing their own things, and that's pretty darn dangerous. I mean, is this a real possibility?
Well, it's a real possibility, but what they are attempting to do is lower the amount, milligram-wise, of what will be available, and to replace natural supplements like the mixed tocopherol form of vitamin E with the synthetic, which is not the biological equivalent. So ultimately, when they reduce the milligram amount, and let's say you're now no longer able to buy vitamin C in 500 milligrams, the highest legal, and I mean legal, amount that will be sold will be 200 milligrams. What this does for the companies that are manufacturing these products is it will increase their sales enormously, because people that have been taking these supplements regularly will have to buy more product at mm-hmm. higher prices.
And, you know, instead of taking one, you'll take two, right?
Right. You take two, and you might have to take three.
Well, now, these companies that are doing this, are you saying that they're the ones that are already manufacturing these supplements? So what they want to do is they want some regulations on their own products?
Well, no, they're not exactly the ones that are already manufacturing. There are some of the main ingredients. Your big pharmaceutical companies manufacture those and then sell to the small companies. So they are in a win-win situation, whichever way it goes. They still have their market. What's happening is that a lot of these smaller companies that are creating innovative products and formulas, they will no longer have access to some of the components because they get them. Is that, am I getting that across?
You're getting that across.
Okay.
So in a roundabout political way,
yes,
they're going to take advantage of us.
Well, yes, they are. And so far there are small businesses in Europe that have been swallowed up by these large chains. It's mind-boggling to consider what happened in Australia 2 years ago when they had the whole SARS outbreak. There was a wide-scale attack, that's the only word to call it, on the health food industry, where I think over 1,000 supplements were removed from the marketplace.